This time by, if you're interested in military history, boy, do we have a book for you. The book is entitled Taking Midway, and the author, Martin Dugar, joins us. Martin, thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about, we don't want to give too much away about the book, but it's a dramatic account related to real events that happened at a critical point in World War II. Tell me about why you decided to write this particular book.
You know, I had just come off three books about the war in Europe. You know, one was about the reconquest of Paris, one was about the fight for Berlin, and the other was about the Battle of Britain. And I just wanted to go someplace warm. So there's such a great dramatic impact with the Battle of Midway, and it just felt like something that I really wanted to dig into. I didn't know much more than just the highlights about the battle, so I really wanted to dig in and you know, figure out why the battle was so important, why it was so pivotal.
And it's interesting, you know, as we look back on military history or look back what happened during that period of World War II, it all seems so lockstep. But in reality, and this is one of the things that's covered in your book, in reality, there were a lot of decisions being made and maybe people being second guests or things happening that we just didn't know about until afterwards.
Well, it was a very precarious time. We were kind of running scared. You know, this was the battle after Pearl Harbor. This was the pivotal moment where we were trying to literally save the fleet. If we had lost the Battle of Midway, there's no telling if the Japanese had captured the island, they would have been within striking distance of Hawaii and in our big base there at Pearl Harbor with all the fuel stores and the whole fleet. So we wanted to make sure that we stopped that. But if we hadn't stopped it, we would have had to pull the fleet all the way back to the mainland, and the Japanese would have controlled the entire Pacific Ocean.
It's interesting in that the story that you tell here talks about how maybe the top brass didn't think that Midway was the next target.
It's dependent upon the people who are feeding them the information. And there was a lot of paranoia about a second strike on Pearl Harbor because it was such a vital facility, you know, not just ships but also airplanes and fuel docks and dry docks and all the things you need to run a Navy. So everybody was convinced that that was the rich target. And so with the people feeding them the information, to Nimitz and to King, who was the chief of naval operations, they were kind of dueling with each other. Nobody really knew where the Japanese were going, but it was people are translating the information in different ways.
Was Australia involved? Is that what I'm seeing here?
A little bit. When MacArthur got out of the Philippines, we moved part of our intelligence operation into Australia because that's where MacArthur went. They never really played that pivotal a role. It was much more between Washington and Pearl Harbor.
But my understanding is there was some thought that that's where an attack would happen, and that's where it gets to the core protagonist of your story, who is working hard to try to make his point and eventually successfully about what was going to happen at Midway.
Yeah, because instead of opening the book with Pearl Harbor, which is the traditional way people open a book about Midway, I opened it from the British perspective in the sinking of two of England's greatest battleships. They were, allegedly unsinkable. And to your point about Australia, and I did that because once the British lost those battleships, then lost Singapore, they didn't really have a presence in the Far East like they had before. And Australia was, they were caught flat-footed. If the Japanese had been able to take Midway, they would have turned their focus to Australia. And then it would have just been, you think about that, they would have owned literally half of the world's oceans. It's mind-boggling.
Well, now, in your writing, and it's described by at least one reviewer as clipped, no-nonsense prose, where do you get your inspiration? What other authors do you look at and say, that's who I want to emulate or you admire?
Oh, a couple of guys that you'd know of, like John le Carré, the great spy writer, I love the way he spins a sentence. There's a guy named James Salter. He was a Korean War fighter pilot who became an author. And if you read his books, man, he can say a million things with two words. He's just so good with his descriptions and the way he does it. And, as a writer, you try to kind of compare yourself or at least emulate people like that, whose work you admire so well. But you know, I'm still trying to get there. But their phrasing has kind of crept into my writing.
Well, let's circle back and wrap up as we are talking to Martin Dugard, and the best-selling historical novel is Taking Midway. You've written a number of other books on World War II. As that particular element of our history continues to fade, you know, the greatest generation is disappearing or has almost disappeared, what do you hope that people in the next generations, whether it's people like me or people who are younger than me, will hopefully remember and understand about what we had to do during World War II?
Well, I think that the greatest thing is set the record straight and make sure it stays that way. And when I went to the Imperial Japanese War Museum in Tokyo, the way they describe in that museum, the way that they describe the battle in the Pacific, it was as if they had been attacked. And they were kind of spinning the story in a way that as if we were the aggressor and we were a constant threat instead of the other way around. And so that's not really going to matter to this generation right now. But if that display stays there for two or three or four more generations, all of a sudden people are going to look, who don't have any frame of reference, are going to look back and say, oh, that's actually what happened, instead of that being something made up by the people who put the museum together.
Keeping the record straight. Well, we have run out of time, but Martin Dugard, I'm guessing your book is available through the usual channels?
Yep, in stores everywhere and online, Amazon, Indie Books, all those. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right, Marty Dugard with us. And the book, again, is his latest book related to World War II. It's called Taking Midway, and it has been a pleasure to chat with you, sir. Thanks.
Likewise, sir. Thanks very much.